I love winter. I love the colours. I love that things are a little bit greener, especially in Australia, where usually it's like you're living on Mars with a few shrubs here and there. As far as I can see, men have two really big hurdles when it comes to their freedom and their search for meaning. The first one is that they're very thing orientated. We love looking out at the world. We're interested in everything outside of us, which is great for society and women and children and everything and ingenuity and civilization and going out into space, building a Hadron Collider and exploring the depths of the ocean. But the second hurdle, which is men's blind spot, is that when a man spends his whole life interested in anything and everything outside of himself, serving anything and everything, when those things leave, when you lose your job, when you lose your family, when you're immobilized, you have a disability, and you're just left with yourself, the thing that you've been ignoring your whole life, that's when a man realizes he's all alone. That's when it comes crashing down for the first time ever, because you never looked in the opposite direction. It was always outward, never inward. Everything outside of you was always more interesting. And when you're left with nothing, when the end finally comes, that's when it really hits you. This is the hard thing. When you finally realize that all the things you've always been interested in outside of you, women in the world, finally, they will never be interested in you back. You feel more alone than ever. Women are different. They're very self-referential. They look at themselves all the time. Men don't. We're very different in that way when it comes to the differences between men and women. I think it might have been one reason why back in the day men created gods, something beyond themselves, because men's sense of feeling alone comes from the fact that there is nothing beyond us. Women can lean on us, but we don't really lean on anything else. And so I think that's why men created gods in the past, to have something beyond them to lean on, to look towards. You know, the buck doesn't just stop with us, there's something beyond us. And in midlife particularly, this is a good thing. When you finally realize that there's nothing beyond you, that you're all alone, then suddenly thinking becomes important. Men pay a lot of attention to intelligence because we have to. If we don't, we're homeless. The term be a man is akin to grow up. And that's why we notice women are never told to be a woman. They don't have to grow up. It's then that a man realizes that philosophy isn't just intellectual masturbation. It's essential to find meaning in your mind, in yourself. They're not fancy words anymore. When you know that you're all alone and there's nothing beyond you, you have to look inward. When there's no one coming to save you, you have to save yourself. That's the liberation for me anyway. If I realize the nature of the world and women, and I know I can only count on myself, that to me is liberating. Essentially, you're not looking at the world to save you anymore. I know for me, it became more important to be psychologically more interested in myself and not foisted on others. If I wasn't interested in me, why should anyone else? And particularly as a man, I could no longer look to a pretty little dream killer to save me and, you know, make my world better. I had to appeal to my own mind. The only women I really respect are the ones that have the same qualities as men I respect, that they can actually be engaged with a human being and see the other person for a human being. I know that's almost impossible to find, but that's not the point. If you don't see you, your needs, you're not interested enough in your own life to develop your own ethics and values and stand by them. And more importantly, start to be interested enough in speaking them. Your own language, how you speak to yourself. How do you speak to yourself? What language do you use? Is reading literature and philosophy just some sort of theatrical pursuit? Or is it nutrition by which you can actually start speaking and thinking better? When you, the person thinking, finally cares enough to think about how they're speaking, cares enough about his boundaries and the quality of his words, and cares enough about the privilege of actually being alive, maybe then you'll start going your own way. Something else I wanted to add to the notion of a man being on his own, in the sense that he has no one else to rely on but himself. Unlike women, they can turn to society, men, complete strangers. And there's always a sense of sympathy for women and children. But for a man, he's on his own. And stoically, sometimes a man feels squeamish about needing help. He feels like it's condescending to ask for help or to be given help by somebody else or to even be given sympathy. Women have a fallback, father, the state, government, welfare, whatever it may be. But to a man, it's embarrassing not to stand on his own two feet, not to pick himself up. Here's another reason why I think it's vitally important for men today to be interested in their own psychology, to introspect, is that when everything's taken away, when people leave you, when things that you thought you could rely on in your life previously leave you and you're left with yourself and you're left with this, the voice in your head, if you don't have a good relationship up there with that voice, it's going to tear you apart. It's going to lobotomize you. Think about that. When you're left alone as a man, is the voice up there a tyrant or is it a sympathetic mentor? Is it a best friend or is it someone who's going to tear you apart? This is why I think there's some men that are probably better off being in a dull relationship with family and kids and routines and football and being tired and getting fat and being disinterested, because it may actually be a good diversion from the voice that's in their head. If they don't actually have any interest in introspecting, if they don't have a philosophical interest, an intellectual interest, then they're probably better off being distracted by routines, others, people, family, kids, and all that. But if they don't have any intellectual interest, it's probably better off they stay distracted away from the mind. So what's the point of going from a relationship out there with something or somebody that's low-level irritating to going to an awful relationship up here with a voice that you've never actually had a conversation with, you've never shook hands with? You get rid of a dull, boring relationship and you're left with an awful where you can't sleep and you can't tolerate it. I think it's far worse. I'd say stay in your lane. Stay in the relationship that better suits you until you naturally have an interest to be engaged with a philosophical conversation with yourself and the ideas and the language. If you leave a bad relationship with a woman, burn the bridge, leave your kids and your family, and then you go to this one, to a relationship with a psychotic tyrant that's not sympathetic to you, that's not looking to mentor and learn, but is looking to destroy you, and you don't know how to have a conversation because you have no intellectual curiosity, it's going to eat you up alive, gentlemen. So in the end, there's no point going from a mildly irritating lover who does your head in to a tyrannical superego who's destroying you inside, who's eating you up mentally from the inside out. So ponder that. Do some men do well to just stay in a mildly irritating relationship with a woman, their life, a job, a routine that isn't as bad as they think? They're just romanticizing the freedom that they think they'll live by being this romantic Socrates, a stoic guy going his own way and living this freedom of singularity, just you, and you don't need anything else. I've seen and talked to far too many guys that you can tell they romantically thought of this ideal. This wasn't freedom to them. This was a holiday. And now they feel like they want to go home. They can't admit it to themselves. Nowhere home is, gentlemen. Don't give up a frustrating home where you just needed to know how to arrange the furniture. You burnt all of that and went somewhere foreign that you just don't know how to live mentally. I can't play cello, but I like listening to it. Know yourself, gentlemen.